Shelby Brooklyn stuff. You guys, just want to apologize for the whoever that are participating in the share. I know that this is yesterday's daf. I had still have a little bit of a flu and some laryngitis for 2 days, so I really couldn't speak. But so I know I'm behind, but I'm going to catch up today, Be'er Hashem, today's daf, and then soon do yesterday and today, and Be'er Hashem Shabbos as well. And I apologize. Mishnah, the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Mishnah says, Hayakar b'Torah. The person was reading Kriya Shema in the Torah. Higiyah Zman Mikra. It came time to read Kriya Shema, to do Zman of Kriya Shema. So he was just reading in itself Torah, and it came the time of Kriya Shema. Zman is a Mechuyev, is a Yotze. So the Mishnah very simple. And Kivin Libu Yotze. If he's Mechavein to the kind of mitzvah, he's Yotze. If he's Mlav, lo Yotze. And if he wasn't Mechavein for the mitzvah, then he's not Yotze. Now here's again, there's an Arichus, Murray and the Sugi and Babli as well, because we're talking about the Biyotzeh Kiev, about the Yom, says Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, says Pei Moshe, then you're Mechavein to have the mitzvah. It's very clear. What about the Man Yom who says Mitzvah Ein Shrikas Kavana, which is a Sugi Arichta in Babli? There, so the Pei Moshe says, can Kivin Libo Likros. In other words, what doesn't mean, obviously it doesn't mean Kivin Mekayim the mitzvah, because according to that Madi Abba, you don't need to Mekayim mitzvah. There's no mitzvah's inner Shrikas Kavana. What it means is, instead of just reading it, just for the sake of reading it without saying the words, you're just reading it the Torah to get familiarized with it, or check the Sefer Torah. So says the Pei Moshe, you're looking to see in the writing if there's missing Yiseros, Vechaseros, you're looking to see if it's the kosher Sefer Torah. That type of kriya, you know, if you don't have, you don't say the words, that's what it means according to that shita, what the Mishnah means from Kivin Libo Yatza from Lav Lo Yatza. Here's the Mishnah. Uprakim. What about being mafsik being gavra lagavra between the being prakim of Kriya Shema? What about being mafsik between the brachos and the Kriya Shema itself? Says the Mishnah. Uprakim. If it parses, we know that between the prakim, which means in between the different chapters of Kriya Shema, so the will explain. Shoyl be'akavot, you're allowed to go ahead and mishol shalom aleichem to somebody. Says the Pnei Moshe, what it means is shoyl b'shalom adam nichbat shorei lahakdim l'shalom. A distinguished person, that it's the right thing to do is to greet him. Or meshif, and you can answer to someone who greeted him, and right, that you can do. You're allowed to the. You can answer it. And that's if between the prakim of Kriya Shema. What about if you're in the middle of a page, middle of the period of Hel Yom Shemo of a Hafta Shemel Kecha? Then Shol Me'ayira, you're allowed to go ahead and greet someone only because of Yira. What is Yira? So again, the Pnei Moshe says Yira doesn't mean Malchus, doesn't mean that you're afraid of they're going to be the soldiers are there, that the king is there, you're going to be hurt, you're going to be killed if you don't greet him with respect. That's Pashit. The person has to save himself. That's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah, Shol Me'ayira, says the Pnei Moshe, Od the Mishu Yari Bipanov, Gagon Aviv Rabbo. That's a person who you're supposed to have fear for his father, his Rebbe. Surely, and Kotschken, of course, if you're afraid that someone's going to hurt you. So, Mimela, therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and greet. In the case here, it doesn't say Meshav, because the Malachas, you can do so as well. You're allowed to go Meshav as well. So, but this is the halakha of a Meshav. You'll be able to go greet him, and you're able to go return as well. This is the words of Rameya, Shita of Rameya. Where it says, Yuda disagrees. The emtsa, in the middle of a perek of Kriya Shema, Shol Me'ayira. You can go ahead, you can ask a Yira. You can even ask for Yira. And the Mishnah says, so Meshav Me'akavod, you're allowed to go ahead and return a greeting for the sake of Kavod. Uba Prakim, and in between the Prakim, Shol Me'akavod, Umeshav Shol Me'akavod. Even more, you can even greet anybody. Lav Dafka Yira, Lav Dafka Kavod, you can greet anybody. Now this is the, obviously it's more Mekel. And the halacha is like the Sefer Charedim brings down that it's the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. At the Pei Moshe just points out an interesting halacha. When we say it can't be mafsig, it doesn't mean in stumble any language. It says the Pei Moshe, "B'chamokam asal la'afsig, kain asal da lashon hakodesh." It doesn't make a difference what language you're speaking. You're greeting someone, you say shalom, which is a word Hashem's name. Even that is something that you can't, if you can't be mafsik, and you don't have to be mafsik as well. And between Rabbi and Rav Yehuda, halacha is like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara continues. Person reading the Torah, and what happened? So the Gemara says you want to go ahead and be yotzei kriyas shema. So Amar Rabba says halacha. We see for me as those Samaritans ain't brachos ma'akmos, that the brachos are not ma'akim. And we already learned the other day that kriyas shema has to come with the brachos. But over here we're saying of l'chayra, you have to say brachos. Why? Because a person is reading the Torah, and we said in mekivin yotzei. The Mishnah says you mekavin you yotzei. So just your yotze krishma. But if you have to have the brachos with krishma in order to be yotze, then you wouldn't be. Then so how can you say kivin yotze? Vice versa, lechayra that ain't brachos ma'akev. We see from that the brachos are not ma'akev, and that's why you're still able to mekayim the mitzvah krishma, even though you didn't say the brachos. Now lemaisa halacha we know, and again the Mefarshim point out. Rebbe has an arichas here that it's a. Of course, you have to make the brachos. We know that's bikur and din. Chazal will kovei brachos. They're masakim brachos. The katchila you have to krishma with the brachos. We're talking about if you didn't do so, but the evid you're yotze. And the question, of course, is do you have to read krishma again with the brachos in Shulchan Aruch? Look at Mishnah Berurah. It's very clear that a person halakas you would have to say krishma again with the brachos. Like a person go ahead and it's late and it's about Kriya Shema is coming up. So you can say Kriya Shema and we say later, and then of course later when you daven in Tefillah, you have to say Kriya Shema again with the brachos. Faith the Gemara, Hatichon, how could you say such a thing? We're going to challenge Rabbi Buzz Halacha. The Eino Mafsik. Halacha is, we see, that a person is not allowed to be Mafsik. Now we said, is that true? Is that a person can't be Mafsik? What does that mean? A person can't be mafsik. So we see again the Mefarshim explained that the we're talking about a person being able to be mafsik between the different psukim. So halacha is we know that your person ain't a mafsik. A person is not supposed to be mafsik. So therefore, if he can't be mafsik, lav tenoi lechayra, lav tenoi. Didn't tell us this halacha about being mafsik after in a pasuk between the first and the second pasuk. Doesn't say anything. So Elabai why? So therefore, if the Tana left it out, Halacha here also I'll tell you. I've got the Tanai. Even though Tana didn't talk about the brachas, talk the bracha, make a bracha. The Rabba is lechera making a diuk. The fact that it said you're yotze and it doesn't say by brachas, vice that the Tana holds that you're yotze even without brachas, you could be yotze krishma. So the Gemara asks, where do you get that from? Because it left it out. The Tana left out other things as well. Tana left out the whole halacha about being mafsik, made a mafsik between the. And the different gears to see between the Pemoshans and the Charedim, exactly which of the Gemara is asking a Raya, the Gemara is asking a Kasha, but this is the way the Pemoshan learns it. And the Mela, the Gemara is saying, how could you even say such a loch, a diyuk? It's not true. Maybe it's Taka, the Tata just left it, they didn't mention it, but the Tata, then we hold that Barakos Amaake. So the Gemara says, Emma Rabbi Yosef, Im Omesh Achu Tzerach Lebarek, if you're going to tell me when a person writes Krishna that you have to make a bracha, and you're not Yotze without the bracha, Birach tzarech shechavin is libo b'kula. That when halachas, when a person makes the bracha, you have to have in mind everything. In mind the brachas, in mind the kriyashma. In other words, you have to have in mind the brachas also. You can't say them without kavana. Tzarech l'varech, when you say you have to have kavana. Again, the Pnei Moshe learns that this is telling you a separate halacha. It says, oh boy, the Gemara is asking. We see it's not ma'akev, and they continue with this thought, and saying we see from here that lo, if say birchas krishma, it doesn't mean everything. Does it include the brachos? Everything has to be included. So the Gemara says, really, I'll tell you, zoysa meres, tzorech lechavin es libo b'kula. And the Mishnah is really telling you that a person has to have in mind everything, all the halachas of krishma. In other words, if you say that the halachas you have to have in mind, we're going to see in a minute, is it only the first, the second chapter, a parak of Kriya Shema? But if you say you have to have in mind all of them, the whole Kriya Shema, Tzorech Lechavin to be Yotze, so therefore Zotze, the Mishnah is telling you, Lechavin is Nima B'Kulon, everything. What does everything mean? What's Kulon? Kulon means the brachos, not only the Kriya Shema, but the Gemara is telling you halacha, and even the brachos you would have to include as well. Where do we see this from? Where do we get it from? The Gemara said, "The Shmaya ben Adah." I'll tell you, I learned this halacha from a Farisha Brisa. What does a Brisa say? Avachem b'Shem Aviuda, b'chiv and libo b'peregrishon. Person had a mind in the peregrishon to be yotzei krishma. Afabishon lo kiv and libo b'pereg sheni yotza. That when you have krishma, all you have to have in mind, said the Brisa, is the first pereg, is the first v'hafta shemalakecha. But in the Hayim Shemoa, the second one, you don't have to be yotzei. You don't have to have kavana, and if you didn't, you're still yotzei. So you see, l'chayra, if that's so, then you want to tell me that halacha is that you have a chavin l'kulon, that you have to have in mind everything, including the brachos. We see over here now that even you don't even have to have a bracha for the second, only the first parasha, the afternoon, only the first parak. Excuse me, you don't have to have kavanah for the second parak. You don't have kavanah for the second parak, then you don't have to have kavanah for the brachos either. So the chayra, the Gemara says, you have no raya, you wanted to make a deek from the Mishnah, there is no raya from the Mishnah. Ba'be perigish l'perig sheni, feitim will understand. You tell me that from the brisa, keep on the perigish on yes, perig sheni, no. What's the difference? Both are chiyubi krishma. What's the difference? Amarev chenina, kol masha kosa b'zeh, kosa b'zeh. Because be'etzem, they're not, the second perig is the same as the first. It's not adding anything more. It's not adding anything more to the theme of Krishma. So when you have it, the first one, you don't have to say the second one because it's really the same parasha. The Gemara says, what do you mean the same parasha? You have to look at that. You tell me that the first and the second are the same? So then what do you have to say it for? Lidik relecho, just say first, v'afashem alakecho, you don't have to say v'ayim shemoa, and we'll be yotze anyway. Yotze, because why repeat it if it's the same thing? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, no, there's a difference. Harish shom liyakid, first one is a kabbalah sol mitzvos for a person, for a yakid. V'asheni l'tzibur, the sheni is a lashon for the rabbin, says the Perek Moshe, harish shom liyakid, hakam lashon, everything over here is been lashon yakid. In Perek Shein, in the second Perek, it's Belashon Rabin. It's for the Tzibur. So even though the theme is the same, but Be'etzem, there's a difference because it's being a Rabin. However, if you don't have Kavanah in the second one, since you had Kavanah in the first one, and the theme is the same, so then it would be Yotze. Mer says, another Terence, Mer says, another explanation, Harisha the Talmud, there's another difference between the first and the second. Harisha the Talmud, the first one's to tell you Talmud Torah, but Shani Lemaisa, the Shani is the one is to do mitzvahs, the Maisa mitzvahs. What does it mean? Again, the Pei Moshe explains. Harisha Latalmud, Shani refers both called Kach Maisa. It doesn't talk about the mitzvah mitzvah Yom Shemoa. It talks about learning. It talks about the parish of learning. But the second talk about Mishnah Bumanacha. But the second one is Mishmoa Tishmoetzel, Abdul Kol Avkem. Talks about all the mitzvahs. So again, even though the theme is the same, but it's saying more. It's talking more direct. Number one, it talks about the Yakar and the Rabbim. The second thing it talks about is this two separate Teretzim are both required, like one? Do you need both factors? Why does Gemara have to say both factors? Are these two separate ideas? They, again, before Shem seemed to discuss with this, that we can kind of slug up the first one, and because some of the words are even the Lashon Rabbim. So to the Gemara, like, it's two Teretzim, the first one and the second one, together make a differentiation between the first two, and that's why we say Perek Sheni, even though the theme is the same as the first one. Says the Gemara, Bakafra, a new Shita. Bakafra said, you don't have to have Kavanah at all. You don't have to have, originally we said, you have to have Kavanah in all three Prakim. Then we said, now you only have to Kavanah in the first one, because the second one's repetitive. Now Bakafra comes and says, a third Shita, you don't have to have kavanah at all, except the shosh pesukim mishum levad. Bakafra, if you look at the Haredim, he says Bakafra is a Bakafra tanahu who public of Yehuda amatzu kavanah b'shnei pashtos. So Bakafra is coming to argue. He's a tana, and he has a right to argue with the Yehuda who says you have the kavanah b'shnei pashtos. He says the first pasuk alone is sufficient. Gemara says v'tani Allah. Where do we see it from? Mishinatam. It says, V'chadim Mishinatam. Ad kal kavanah. Mishinatam is that you should go ahead and you should learn them. Ad kal kavanah. This is the end of what you have to kavanah for. Mikan v'yelech l'shinun. After that. So the first three psukim, you have to have kavanah. Then we say, Mishinatam, that's the break, the separation. From here only, l'shinun. It's only to go ahead and to say the words. We want you to say the words, the Kabbalah mitzvahs. But be'etzem, the Yotze Kriyashma, and therefore, the kavanah is only in the first pesukim, not in the pesukim that come along. This is the shita of the of Levad. So the Gemara says so this is the halacha of Krishma. We pass it again. Like Rav Yehuda, you have to have gone to the first two parashios. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it brings down the etzem that even the Krishma, even if a person just have kavanah in Shema Yisrael, not even in Baruch Shem, not even in the Pasuk Vahavta, you're a Yotze B'diyev, and you're Yotze the Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. just by the pasuk Shema Yisrael. Where it says Hunam Uri, Rav Yosi, Rav Yudav, Shem Shmuel, another halacha says over in the Torah, Lekabel Amakos Shemayim Uma. When you Lekabel Amakos Shemayim in Kriya Shema, you have to stand. You have to stand. So the Gemara says, what does it mean standing? Does it mean when you're sitting, you have to stand up? Gemara says, lo, if you're going, it should be, you should stand up. If you're walking, what's the cheshbon of standing? Do you have to stand up or not? So it's not the standing. The reason why we want you to stand is to have kavana. So when you're sitting, it's like the Gemara says, bimbi, I mean, yeshiva, you can have more kavana when you're sitting. So therefore, that's not what it means. What it means when you're going, the ba'oimim, mechavei, tfei, says the charedim bihalak, the tarot bihalucho. When a person walks, you're focusing on where you're going. You're focusing on your walking. You're focusing on where you shouldn't trip over anything. You're walking, you have to look where you're going. So therefore, it says, when you're walking, oimim, stop and stand so you're able to have kavana on Krishma. But when you're sitting, there's no requirement for a person to have to stand. Says the Gemara, Tani, another halacha, Tzorach L'Aruch Be'echad. When you say Krishma, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kerem Hashem Echad, you have to be marich with the word Echad. And the Gemara is going to explain, Echad is obviously the Mimkabo O Melcho Shemayim, so we have to have arichas. What does that mean? What are you being marich in? So the Gemara says, Onach L'Ma Yaakov Oma explains, Mechvad Ben Dalas. You have to go ahead and have Kavona in the end. Echad, the Dalet at the end. That's where a person has to have kavana for. So the and again, if you look where in the Bavli, in Rashi Dosis, in the Shulchan Aruch, and here as well, it says here that the first we explain what it means that you have to go ahead and be marich, not in the in echad, not in the aleph, not in the ches, but rather in the end the letter dalet. That's where you're supposed to be marich. That's where you're supposed to be marich. Some are marich both in the ches and the dalet, but the echad. That you're not supposed to be marach. When you go loud aleph, that is not appropriate. That it's the end of the word that you have to go be marach. And Gemara says, "Sumkas by Yosef Aimer, kol marach be'echad, marich lo yamim v'shat sabatova." Person goes that is marach. Be zeicher that you should have arichas yamim tovim v'shat sabatova. You'll have arichas yamim because you have kavana in a kosh baruch hu melech malchim ablokim. The reward is that kosh baruch hu will give a person arichas yamim. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiya having Marech Sagan. Rav Yirmiya used to go ahead and be Marech Sagan. He used to go ahead and Marech a long time. Rashi's, Pei Moshe's, Harbi Yosef Yidai. He would go very long in the word Echad. Amalei Rav Zeira, that's not a Tzarech Lechachin. You shouldn't do that. You're taking too long. El Kadesh Atem Luchu. All you have to do is have in mind, the Mekabo Melech Malkim Amlachim. Akash Melech Malkus. You should have in mind in heaven and the four different Kosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world, controls the entire world, created the entire world. That is what you should have kavana for. And you're being mekaved even more for such a long time with all kinds of kavanos, so that's not something you felt was appropriate. You should only have in mind for that you don't need more, you don't have to have arichas for that. So the Gemara says, that's what I told him. He criticized him that you should not have kavanah, all kinds of other kavanos that take a long time, but rather you should do that. And again, the explanation for that is, you take too long, you're not going to be able to say Krishma with the Ayilam, you won't be able to go Smichas, Gula, and Tefillah together and start Shemitah with everybody. So spending a long time on that, with all kinds of kavanos, that I felt was inappropriate. If Shaul, Rav Chiya Barab, if Shaul would say, he asked Rav Chiya, I'm a Talmud of Rebbe. I never saw Rebbe become a Mekha Shemayim. Rebbe was sitting in Yeshiva, would give a share every day. It came his man Krishma. I never saw him that he was that he would become a Mekha Shemayim, which is strange. Says Pnei Moshe, and he wrote Rebbe Shu Loi Me Im Talmud of Mekha Shemayim. When he learned his Talmud, I never saw him become a Mekha Shemayim. So therefore, what's the pshat? So I'm a Leiv. He said to him, "You're making a mistake." When you see Rabbi putting his hand on his face, he's Makabo Melech Shemayim. Then he stops to share a moment, and that's his being Makabo Melech Shemayim. So Rabbi Olay said to him, "Ain't no tzol asking you, is this Mitzrayim? What do you mean, just Makabo Melech Shemayim? Didn't we say already that you have to have the third parashia of Ayoyim, you have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim? And therefore, even if he puts his hand over his face and he says Kriya Shema quickly, he's not going to have enough time to Yitzias Mitzrayim. How can he do that? What about that?" So Amalei said to Melech, lest the Yifshad the Lo Yasi. No, it's impossible to think. The Rebbe, at some point, let the Mila doesn't talk, say words about Yitzis Mitzrayim. He's in the middle of a share, and in the middle of a share, it is impossible that there's something he won't talk about. It says the Pnei Moshe, and whatever he's saying over share, he'll somehow sidetrack and say over at least something, word of Yitzias Mitzrayim, something about that, to Mekayim, to Beyotze, the requirement of having to say Kriya Shema when you Mekabel Melech HaShemayim, to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, it's impossible that he wouldn't say that. And therefore, you have to look at it that way. You didn't see it, but you're not focusing properly. Impossible that Rebbe himself would not stop and do that in order to make Zman Kriya Shema, even if though he's in the middle of a share. So Gemara says, "L'chayra, Rav Yomi Shol Rav Cheskia." Rav Yomi said to Rav Cheskia, "Le'ad Arba." L'chayra just tells us she ain't l'chatzara kavana. You don't have kavana. Why? Because l'maisa, what would happen? He would say Krishma. He would say Krishma l'vashir. And l'chayra, we see that you don't have kavana. That the Rebbe doesn't have kavana. You just say the middle of a shir. You don't have kavana for Yitzias Mitzrayim. You don't have kavana. Chavayim says the last line. The Rebbe itzara kavana b'shir Krishma zutar b'zutar le'ad. You don't have to stop. So he would be able to do so without having kavana. So the chayra el pasuk mishlovad. You only have to have kavana the first pasuk. So you see, you said before that you have to have kavana the whole krishma. The chayra over here, we see only have to have kavana the first pasuk. So the Gemara says, Amalei, as Chizkiyahu said, no, ato yisane ad v'shinata. No, when he put his hand over his face, he would have in mind kavana until v'shinata. The first three pasukim, he wouldn't have kavana just in the first pasuk, but he would have kavana in the first few pesukim, the Tumi Shnatim, like we said earlier, and that was why he put it. He had his hand; his hand went over his face up to enough point of time that he would be able to go ahead and say the first pesukim of Krishma until there. Why did his tamid get to see what he was doing? Because Rebbe was hiding his Yerushalayim, the Bible they talk about, he would look at his face, said Krishma, it would be his face would shine. So he covered over his face, and nobody's in the middle of a shir, so he was Makabel, Omach HaShemayim, and Kavana for the first Pesukim. But his own Talmud Rav never was able to see that, felt he never saw that he was saying Krishma, Makabel, Omach HaShemayim, in the middle of the shir. We'll stop over here.